Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome back to Pitchside. This is an amazing show today because all three of these are in the mud. All their teams are in the mud.
Didn't Swansea just beat West Brom as well?
Hey, we're still on a promotion charge.
So you're now in the mud.
You're now in a relegation battle. You guys are barely going to make top four if you're lucky.
Well, Theo's team
you went from top. You were top at Christmas to completely out of the title race and barely in the top four by New Year. You lot are just pathetic. When will you finally admit Newcastle are average?
Nah, let's go up there. We're Arsenal.
Just dissect everything he's just said. That's just regurgitating some Twitter nonsense that people keep putting out.
Yeah, little Twitter, little boy.
No, he's right about yours.
Do you know what? I can't help but laugh, you know, at the fact that we were top of the league at Christmas and fourth at New Year. It's quite funny. And I'd like to say, you know, it's a new year, new me, and I'm a humble, level-headed man.
Oh, yeah?
I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am.
Does true humility have to announce that it's humble? Or?
Yeah.
No more will I be placing Trent in an all-time 11 at centre mid.
That's one of your better tiers.
Even though you prefaced that entire thing just to say that you won't put Trent centre mid again.
By the way, I know we're going to touch on it in a bit. We're going to talk about Arsenal, but I wish that Trent goal went in.
Oh, you're on
that
about the
was
little...
the most rat arse. Have you not seen it? It's like, it reminds me of Cafu.
From the right wing.
Yeah. Have you not seen it?
He played well again.
I only actually watched the second half.
Because
I was watching the darts in the first.
I was flicking.
Flicking what?
it was filthy. I guess we'll talk about that in a bit.
Look at this, mate. This is the most rat ass piece of shit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I have seen it. Where it comes off across.
Look at that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Also, the audacity.
Yeah.
To even attempt that.
Well, he's got that technique in his locker. Anyway, Newcastle, Arsenal, in the mud? In the mud? Yeah, in the mud? We're in the mud?
I wouldn't say Arsenal were in the mud.
So you've yet again bottled it, and you guys never had the bottle to start with.
Hang on a second.
Do you remember those few weeks ago when you tried to make me apologise? Oh, since you said this about Eddie Howe, this and this has happened. And what's happened since then, Lewis? You're out the League Cup. You're out the Champions League. You're out any chance of top four or wait, what?
The Rabina.
We're just saying the coffee's.
It's hitting.
Yeah, it's kickstarted.
Where was I? You're out of every single competition. You're about to be dumped out by the FA Cup by your nearest archest rivals, and
your old team.
And
stop this, man.
You shit.
I would love to say, like, you've clearly not learned because you said all this stuff. And the reason I said I told you so last time was after the bad spiral, we came back and bounced back and played unreal and beat all these big teams.
Yeah, yeah.
And
like
you've fallen
yesterday.
Into the same trap again.
Like yesterday.
Like a silly carrot.
Who was out yesterday? There was only one player out yesterday.
Was it?
Just Trippier out, wasn't there? Starting 11.
Wilson.
No, Wilson was in the bottom.
Tonali's still gone, mate. Harvey Barnes still injured.
Harvey Barnes is not first choice.
This is the thing about Newcastle, right?
We have been playing games every three days.
Eddie Howe said himself that we've barely been able to train because the squad is so stretched, we can't rotate. So we're basically rest and play. We're not having a chance to prepare for
the
games.
Is that why you put one of the worst displays ever in Premier League history? Defensively,
it was
3-2.
We don't acknowledge that because that's just silly.
Oh, so you're doing what you moaned Arsenal fans for doing, but blaming referees? Yeah.
No, we're probably still going to lose. But the referees probably.
What about the Diaz one that could have been a penalty?
Okay, how about it? It's 3-2 away at Anfield, a bad result considering our current circumstances.
That was the most dominant performance. Yeah.
I don't know, if you know, it's the highest. People looking back in the history books and go, "Oh, it was 3-2." Yeah, cool. But people that actually watch football know that
he's one of the most dominant performances of all time.
You know, it's 3-2. The highest ever recorded XG in Premier League football.
It was 4-2. What a weird thing to say.
Also, do you know what I did find weird, by the way, is that Liverpool fans booed the referees.
Yeah.
It was mental.
Look, Lewis, I get why you're frustrated because
it's Klopp on the side winding them up.
I know, but it is frustrating when decisions like that go against you and maybe you could have clawed it back and scraped a draw. But if you look at the game...
But
my point is maybe they could have. They scored two, so who's to say they couldn't equalise, right?
Me.
But at the end of the day, you were so dominated, it's ridiculous, and the chances of that actually happening.
But
were
Lewis
so
doesn't actually
slim.
Know what it feels like to be dominated. So.
I'm not going to lie, lads. It's a tricky time to be a Newcastle fan.
You're going to lose to Sunderland.
We're in a good spot. We've got a good second half of the season.
You do know you're going to lose to Sunderland. I promise you.
Honestly, can I just say, I feel like they might be this way.
You're the only away win you've had all season is Sheffield United.
And I think the key thing is
Sheffield United are the only team Newcastle United have beaten this season
They won yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, but they had a terrible loss to Rotherham. But
you know when you have a go at Arsenal fans for moaning about clear wrong decisions, yeah? So why are you allowed to do the same now?
No, because yous don't do about clear wrong decisions.
Realistically, the Jota one was never going to get overturned because there is contact.
Yeah.
And the whole point of VAR is clear and obvious.
And Diaz could have had a penalty.
My biggest concern with this is actually...
If Anthony Taylor would have said that's not a penalty, they wouldn't have given it as a penalty. But there wasn't enough evidence to turn it either way. So
yes, there was. He took like three steps after the supposed contact.
Watch the clip back. He takes one extra step with his left foot on the foot that he gets hit with. That's actually what happens.
No, if you... The day that's getting given as a penalty is like football's gone. Let's not start fighting against it.
The point is, it would never be overturned because the referee's given it as an on-field decision full penalty. And there was contact.
No, I think it's clear and obviously a dive. I think like everyone
No,
sees
I don't
that.
Think it is an obvious yeah. dive.
I actually find that whole thing really bizarre because I don't understand... I don't feel like Jota is a cheat and stuff.
No, he's not. And also, he would have just scored.
He bottled it. He could have stayed up quite easily because you could see he could have stayed up, but he felt contact. And I think in that moment, it's not like he's thought about what he's done. His instinct is just, I felt a contact, I'm going to go down.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is an instinct decision. So you haven't thought about doing
it. That's not a dive.
It is a dive.
No, it's not a dive.
It's a dive.
It's going down like a fucking piece of shit. That's what it is.
But it's a dive.
It's not a dive.
No, it is.
Though.
At the end of the day, it is.
He's at full sprint and he's had his left foot wiped out.
What are we on about here? Wiped out. Let's not be stupid.
He's not been wiped out. Come on.
You meant
I think it's a dive, but I don't know why he did it.
At full sprint. He's taking a step
It's not enough for him to get out.
You can come at me for saying that we were still in the game or whatever. You can't come at me about that being a dive.
It's not enough to go down.
Who cares? First of all, who gives a shit? You got absolutely...
It's just embarrassing.
You got shown how average you are.
Admit it was 4-2. Admit that goal counts and it was 4-2.
Salah missed a pen. Diaz could have had a pen. Like, who cares about one decision?
Debravka had the game of his life.
Absolutely.
Drop peppered. Mate, you should be embarrassed.
You shouldn't have turned up today.
I've seen someone sum it up great. You know, it's always hard enough coming to these teams. And, you know, it's hard to get a result. It's hard to get a result when you're playing that poorly.
But it's even harder
when it's against you and Liverpool are always getting these decisions. They got it last year.
Who cares about last year?
I can't go to last year. What decisions changed the game yesterday?
What decisions changed the game?
Him diving and getting
the...
That changed the game, did it? That changed the game from an already losing
position. They were dominating Liverpool.
We were most likely going to lose, but it took away the possibility for us to snatch a late one and get a point out of the game.
Well, you know what that means,
then? Oh, mate, you're actually annoying me now.
You played so crap that you shouldn't have been in that position.
We still showed an ability to score goals on two occasions.
You should be embarrassed at what you're saying right now.
You're so thick because we've seen Arsenal drop it as well.
You use the opposite logic for the same situation. You say the same thing about when Forrest came to Arsenal, scored a late equaliser, and they could have done something in the game, but it's so apparently dominant, one-sided team to win the game. That it makes it irrellevant anyway.
No, it doesn't.
There's no way that also, Forrest were ever going to get a draw out
this
that,
season.
The same way you were never going to get a draw at Anfield.
Also,
you saying that you show chances to score, I wouldn't even agree with that. You know, you've had 5 shots all game and scored twice. That's a 0.6 XG against a team that's had 34 shots.
You got absolutely hammered. Yeah.
We did, but somehow we were still in the game.
Embarrassed of the word you're
not. We were dominated, but we were still in the game at 3-2.
Say Arsenal or Newcastle in this situation. Would you be defending and saying Arsenal were so unlucky they almost got it? No.
It was so close and it snatched away.
Open your eyes, stop being so naive. There's a reason you're getting...
If this was Arsenal, he'd be saying you're such babies, blaming the referees.
Job,
when you'd already lost, you'd already been battered.
Why can't you just accept that you got absolutely played off the park. There is no world. There is no world in which there is no world in which Newcastle would have drawn or won that game. Not zero. I give you 0% chance.
Well, you're an idiot because one goal difference in a game where you've already displayed you can score twice. You are in the game. We were playing terribly. Liverpool should have scored tons of goals, but they didn't. And with 85 minutes gone through the game, there was one goal in it, and we could have snatched one on the counter from a set piece. Like we had already done two times previously in the game. Like that's undeniable. We've already done it twice.
You were undeniably well within drawing that game.
We could have. Yeah, it was the ref. Blame the refs. Definitely the refs.
The refs. Arsenal had a higher XG against Fulham and had less shots, so therefore Arsenal should have won against Fulham.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
What happened at Fulham? Yous were dominating all game and then they came and got a last minute.
We were really poor.
That's the worst I've seen you play in a little while.
Which you would know if you'd have watched the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly you haven't.
But also, I think.
But then you see they're not blaming the refs. They were only within one goal.
They were within one goal.
I think the key, Arsenal, look, obviously it's peak and it's banter and whatever, but City have gone through their blip and maybe they're going to come out of it, especially with the timing of Kevin De Bruyne and Haaland returning.
Is this Arsenal's blip, or do you think they just dropped the level?
I think City have now, will look and just go, well, yeah, we can't not win this title because... Even when they've had their little blip and stuff, you and Liverpool should be further clear. I agree. Liverpool should have beat Man United. You should have beat... okay, the West Ham one's a bit different. I thought... I don't think you played that badly. West Ham just had a perfect game.
Yeah.
Fulham was bad. You should be winning those games. Liverpool should be beating United in that game. So
what is weird, though, is that...
City are what now? What, 2 points off?
Yeah, if they win... Yeah, who have they got next?
Oh, no, they've...
Newcastle.
No,
they've got a game in hand, but they're five back.
Yeah, I got it for you
they've
now.
They've got a game in hand, haven't they?
So City are on
40, but they've got
the same amount of points, but a game in hand. Yeah, Liverpool 45. The thing about Arsenal is that prior to say December and Christmas, that Arsenal were winning those
convincingly those games.
So I genuinely think.
I think it's just a blip. I wouldn't worry too much.
But I don't want to. Zinchenko, man, is just a bit.
Problem with Zinchenko.
I know he didn't, but when he does play, he seems like the liability and teams are now targeting him. And he's cost us quite a few goals, especially in the last month. I know he didn't play against Fulham.
Yeah, we dropped 2 points because of against Liverpool.
I know obviously Timber only played like, 30 minutes or something ridiculous. I think when he returns, when is he back?
I think that will be a big thing with Zinchenko, the whole thing with him was he took in, but teams are targeting him that early. Liverpool did it. They were getting the ball that fast to Salah to get him one-on-one. He couldn't tuck in for Gabriel to go out because he wanted Gabriel one-on-one with
Salah's goal, for example.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But they got the ball that fast out to Salah. Zinchenko couldn't switch. So teams have figured that out against Arsenal, whereas, I don't know. I just think...
If you're a neutral, it's an exciting Premier League because it is open.
Like, I don't think it will be by April.
I mean, it's wide open now, but I think
it won't be. City will have this wrapped up in April.
Yeah.
It'll be done in April.
How do you think Liverpool cope without Salah?
Badly, very badly.
Really? Even with Jota returning?
Jota's average, man. I'm not a massive fan. I think Jota looks better than he is because... Average is harsh. I just mean Jota looks better than he is, in my opinion, because of how poor Nunes is in front of goal.
Yeah.
And Jota's a lot more clinical.
Well, evidently, it would have been about 8-1 by half-time, really, wouldn't it?
I think we're in for an exciting second half of the season.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I think they're just kicking to gear and then...
De Bruyne about now, so it's just going to be a see later.
What happens if he comes back?
And gets injured. I don't think it matters how good... Look how good Foden and Silva have been all season. Like, they're just a joke. I think the title's done.
I don't necessarily agree that it's done. I think January could be big for Arsenal especially, but I don't know how with FFP they can fund the 100.
Depends how active the teams around Manchester City are going to be in the
Ivan Toney, which I think Arsenal are crying out for a goal.
He's now 100 million.
Yeah, they want 100 mil.
Valuation. He's played no minutes in 6 months and he's gone up £60 million.
Send it.
Brentford are just abandoning their Moneyball model now because they're like 4 points off relegation. Right, please, anyone, ransack the team for 500
and also,
mil.
And also, as good as Toney is, we don't know him in We don't know if he'll perform and do
another
it in
setup that isn't
a top level team. Arsenal's a big step up from Brentford, a bit like pressure.
But I think he, I think he's.
I think he's got the ability to do this, but how many players have we thought that and they haven't? Like, it's.
Is there a world where like they just don't sell him for this half season? Like they're in a relegation battle now.
I don't think Brentford won it. Oh, I think that's why they valued him at 100 mil. They don't want to sell him.
Like, even if you get offered 100 mil, he's going to be worth that at the end of the season and you need him to steal.
They have Tony replacement for...
injured.
Yeah, he's basically out.
And then if they... Is he out all season? He's not.
I think he's back in like March.
But okay, so if they can get Tony back and then Mbeumo, they should be safe.
Yeah. But speaking of lots of different signings, guys, and speaking of Tony and whatnot, we're doing a little segment called Buy, Sell and Loan, where we look at, obviously, and this is biased, but we're looking at the top 10 teams in the Premier League because we had to choose a top half or a bottom half and we thought top half might be more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 teams in the Premier League currently.
Loans can be in or out.
Loans in or out. We need to pick a player that they need to sign, sell or loan in or out.
Yeah.
Some of my teams actually haven't done loans because I thought it was pretty tough with the loan thing.
Okay. But, I just left it alone.
Hey. I've struggled with a few of these, to be honest. But.
Could you mind if I start off with Liverpool, who are currently top of the league?
Yeah, we'll go, one by one.
Yeah. Liverpool by Grimaldo.
Okay.
Oh, even with Robertson.
Simicast out, I think they need depth. And I think Grimaldo could push Robertson.
You got Cook for saying they're left back.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yep.
Dina.
We didn't cook you for picking a left back.
I just think Robertson coming back, but Simicast, they need depth.
I don't like Simicast, but
they need depth. He's broken his collarbone, if you're going to say. It's pretty rough.
I just don't like
him. Yeah, they're both bad.
I don't like him.
And sell Thiago.
No.
Whoa. Yeah, man.
What? Oh, no. I want to see him back. I do.
He's finished.
I'll put Matip for sell.
I'll put Matip as well. Yeah. I just think he's too...
They've got Kwanzaa now, Kanate, young centre-backs next to Van Dijk.
Hey, great minds, man.
Yeah.
But Matip's better than Bobby Moore. As a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
I'll put by Florian Wirtz.
Oh, he's good.
Really good.
But he's like, he'll be like 100 mil.
He will be, but I mean, creativity at Liverpool.
I put by Solanke because I don't rate their forwards and he finishes.
But they don't.
What, back?
He used to be at Liverpool, didn't he? Yeah. Fuck him. I don't think it'll be that much as well. So that'll suit their model.
I try to avoid reusing players, so Solanke's in.
I don't think they need an attacking midfielder.
I was going to pick either a holding mid or a striker, and I went with Solanke because I can't think of a name holding mid who really sit there could go and buy.
Endo's playing really well at the moment.
He has been the difference for them over the last 10 games.
He's decent. But yeah, I just think I love Dominic Solanke. I think he's so well-rounded.
I think he'll get a big move in the summer, not January.
I don't know. Because
I said Solanke to Arsenal last season and then everyone laughed at me.
Mm.
And now look at him going, hey.
I think Tony suits Arsenal.
No, though. I agree.
No, he doesn't.
He supports all the clubs.
He supports Liverpool, right?
Tony's a Liverpool fan.
Yeah, he said he would rather go to Arsenal.
His preference is Arsenal, yeah.
You've had a stinker.
London club, London-based club.
I also put for loan, because I decided to do all the segments, I put Wilfred Ndidi if you ever wanted to.
Oh, make Liverpool to loan him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd put loan out that Doak.
Oh, Ben Doak. Yeah, but I think he'll get more minutes now that Salah's at AFCON, right?
He probably won't. Harvey Elliott as well. He can play out wide.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can get minutes.
From Liverpool to Aston Villa.
I said by Frimpong.
I went similar, but a bit older.
Because I'm trying to think where Villa can improve, and I think, possibly.
They've got one out and out right back in Matty Cash, and he's.
To sell, I struggled with sell. I haven't put a name because I don't really know who Villa should sell. And to loan, I went with Oscar Bob.
They can't do that, though.
Okay. If City would allow it. But
man.
Yeah. I just think he. Because Bob could play a lot of those roles at the top and also that advanced midfield role.
Yeah, that's fair. I put similar right back issues, but I put Thomas Meunier. A little bit older on the agent side, but
who's it? Where's he at now?
Dortmund,
yeah.
Is he playing? Is he?
I've got no idea.
Yeah. Intermittently. I put sell Tyrone Mings, but I don't think that's fair. I just couldn't think of another name.
They have good centre backs now as well.
Yeah. So.
They've got Carlos Conce.
He's probably like one of the higher wages.
Yeah, but if Pau Torres goes out, he slides into that left hand side centre half role, doesn't he?
Duran.
Duran!
Where's he at? What? Mental?
No, he's at.
He's at. Villa.
I'm Villa. Saying he's
yeah, loan him out.
A lonely man.
Oh, okay,
loan
him out.
The guy who won the penalty the other against.
I also went right back. I didn't do Frimpong because I don't think they can afford him.
Oh, Villa can afford him. Villa are loaded, mate. Yeah. Loaded.
But he's going to cost a bomb.com.
You're probably looking at 70 mil, but they can afford that, I'm telling
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah, Villa can afford
I went
it.
Kyle Walker-Peters.
I think that's
from Southampton.
I feel like that's certainly stepped down as a cash.
Yeah,
but I thought, do they need someone to replace cash or do they need backup for cash?
Well, backup for cash.
That's what I went
with. If Villa are looking at going to that next level, surely improve on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess so. But I think Kyle Walker-Peters is great.
Well, backup he's a good player. Sponsor at the moment, isn't he?
He's there, yeah. Is he third in the championship as well. He's a good player. Very good player.
I don't disagree. I just don't think he's top four Premier League level player, which is obviously who they're after now, right?
Mm-hmm. If they want to maintain where they
I'll
are.
I'll hold that L then. And then sell...
You don't have to.
It's not an L.
Douglas Luiz to Arsenal.
Nice. Yeah,
I like that.
I like it.
I tried to speak it into existence.
I think
Villa... Like look, if you're an Aston Villa fan, he's not good for you. He needs to go. And I think he'd suit a club like Arsenal.
Yeah. Correct.
But he'd be a step down. Why would he step down?
Him and Tony. And then, yeah, technically one place, isn't it?
Loan Ollie Watkins to Arsenal.
I wouldn't even want him on a loan. You just want him out, right, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, but... City, go on.
Paqueta.
Still a great chance. Oh, I'd put Verts for City, but yeah, Paqueta's a better shout.
And then Sellers, very obvious. Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, I'll put the same.
I don't have a loan. But also Calvin Phillips for loan.
I put in Frimpong.
Oh, what is it? Walker?
Yeah.
Replenishment.
I suppose, what, Walker's now 34?
Yeah, he's been bad. One of City's most consistent players, especially this season.
Yeah.
But I thought Frimpong, man, young, talented.
I don't mind it.
One of the best fullbacks in world football at the moment. Sell Calvin Phillips, loan Oscar Bob.
I'll put loan Oscar Bob as well. But to a good team. I'll put him on another one to loan, but yeah.
Arsenal, then I'll start with this one.
Yeah.
In Ivan Toney.
Did you just mention Duran before, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, breaking news, AC Milan are going to go for him.
So hey.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah, this is what we do on this show, guys.
Come on.
Duran in Milan.
It.
Yeah, Duran, there you go.
Duran in Milan. In Ivan Toney, sell Cedric and loan Nwaneri.
Ethan.
Ooh. Yeah, Ethan, we'll call him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't been involved at all this season, has he?
Well, he's still very young.
No, I know, but...
Now?
What, sell Cedric? I'm guessing you've got the same.
No.
I just thought, why is he still at the club?
I put buy either Victor Boniface or Toney, and then obviously sell the other way, probably Nketiah, because there's too much competition at number nine there, and then loan Ramsdale.
I've gone the other way. I've gone sell Ramsdale, loan Nketiah.
You could get like 30, 40 million for Nketiah at the moment.
Still wouldn't get rid of him. I don't think it's worth
it. He's so average. Get him out of the fucking club.
Okay, a bit harsh. Spurs.
Dragosin is who they're linked with. But also I put Tapsoba because I feel like he should have gone there before.
Yeah, I'll put Toney and sell Eric Dier.
On the loan front, they've actually... getting Reguilon back. Man United have
They've recalled him or
not? Man United have done a break clause. He wants playing time, so it's mutual.
To be fair,
he's not going to get
quite a lot of left backs.
He's not going to get in over a doggy now, though, is he?
Yeah, shit. Maybe he goes back and gets sold. Who knows?
Someone else could get him on loan.
Yeah,
he probably gets to like Sevilla or something.
I think Spurs need centre backs because they're playing like three left backs every game. But I put Dani Olmo. Attacking midfielder, while Maddison was out, I thought a bit of flair. And sell, again, I know they're lacking defenders, but if you are a centre-back who can't get in over three left-backs and play a centre-back, Eric Dier, there's an issue there.
You could probably get 10 mil for him, 15 mil.
But how is he not... he's their only like... he was at one point, they're only fit centre-back.
He pays, isn't he?
He's too slow for the way they want to play.
He's mental.
Spurs look good though. I think they still look decent. Oh, they were bad against Brighton, but...
Yeah.
I thought that was a great result against
Brighton are so hit and miss.
Yeah, like they can do that to teams, can't they?
West Ham.
I put Solanke for this one. And they do need a number nine, so I thought West Ham is definitely progression from Bournemouth. Why not?
To buy, I don't know if it's realistic with Branthwaite.
That's a good shout.
Because I think a striker's not a bad shout, but then, I don't know, Bowen's been playing that central role.
He's
been just scoring every week. I'll sell Ben Rama, man. That kid's washed.
Yeah, I put Fornals.
And you said loan or free agents, didn't you? And I thought a bit of midfield depth because he's contracts up in the summer. Rabiot.
Ah, I'll put loan out Mbama.
Just a bit of depth.
Divin Mbama.
What?
I said they need
because they get a lot of injuries in midfield as well. Mm. He's not bad depth. Rabiot.
And if Paqueta goes to Man City, like we said,
he's not shit.
Striker Boniface.
Yeah.
Sell Kurzuma because he kicks cats.
Okay.
Get out of the
game. Yeah, Fornals.
That's respectable.
Fornals, Benrahma, and who else did GFAM gave me some West Ham advice?
So
he said,
oh,
he said get rid of
getting advice.
Please no, miss. I asked him who do you want to get rid of at the club, and he went, oh, Fornals, Benrahma.
He was telling me Fabianski the other day.
Really?
Yeah, he changes his mind every week.
Yeah, but that's fair enough. Yeah,
Man United.
Neto.
Yes.
Sal Anthony.
Yes.
Low, and I didn't put anyone. I don't.
Oh, care. I put low and Palestra. I thought we were going 3-for-3.
Oh, yeah. Palestra's not a bad. Oh, that's a good shot.
Yes.
That is a good
shot. So, by Neto, sell Anthony, low and Palestra.
I struggle because there's just so many people they need to sell. well, it's actually true.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. It is.
I said buy Onana from Everton. Mm. Can you imagine it?
Onana.
Onana. Pass it to Onana. Yeah. Sell Sancho. Get him off the wage bill. And. Because there's so many players, I said loan out Donny van de Beek.
He is.
He's got to go, hasn't he?
Yeah, but did
he
not loan him out and then sell him in the January.
He's gone.
He's gone.
It's like a loan deal and it's a very small buy clause.
We loaned him out.
It's option to buy, isn't it?
Yeah, like I think it's a cheap one as well.
He's loaned.
He hasn't gone yet, though, has he?
It's essentially a transfer. He's out on loan. Yeah, it's done.
But he doesn't go till Jan, though.
Oh, so they're doing what I told them to do.
I don't know.
What, retrospectively in the past?
He's on the way.
Genius from Manchester United there. Brighton.
Yeah.
I struggled with Brighton big time.
I said bye to Tomori.
Oh, I went similar. I went Bremer. Juve centre-back.
I don't think
he's playing Champions League football. Would he go? Probably not. But it doesn't matter.
The only one I can think of for Brighton, but I don't even think he'd suit their style, is Wan-Bissaka. So I think he could be available. And I think he's that type of level. I don't think he's good enough for United.
They do need a right back, though.
That's what I mean. They're not going to get Frimpong. Yeah, exactly. I can't think who Brighton. Realistically, just some random Ecuadorian no one's heard of.
Sticking the other side.
Unreal.
Up at Sell, Evan Ferguson.
So did I. For 100 million.
For £200 million.
Do you not think
his stock's gone down a little bit this season?
No.
Yeah, cash in before it happens.
No,
exactly.
Man.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Whilst he's still worth that region, people haven't quite worked
out. It's not a bad shout, but I think it's mainly because of how João Pedro's just balling out any, but
so annoying that we were so close to getting him as well. And then we pulled the deal and went,
yeah, not everything's about
you.
You
didn't buy enough players in the summer.
Yeah, he definitely would have saved your problems.
Yeah, he just want to play for a mid table team, though.
He would have scored the winner and the equalizer.
Brighton are actually ahead of you in the league. So
yeah.
Why would he?
I said loan in for Brighton, Harry Maguire.
Similar sort of vein with the purchase of.
I like that.
They're a bit lackluster at the back at the moment with injuries.
I like that. Mm. Yeah, you'd get another web someone. Maguire and Dunk.
Well, and then sign him permanently in the summer.
He was. I spent New Year's with Harry Maguire. Well, I didn't spend it with him.
Did he say hello? Why was he in?
I mean, I don't know if we should put this all in the pod, but it basically kicked off big time with a Man United fan. Was going mad. Apparently, he went down. He was with all his family and friends. He was in the corner with a cap on. And I went outside for a smoke and I was just talking to the bouncer and some guy come over and he's like, oh, I watch Pitchside, blah, blah, blah. And the bouncer was like, oh, are you famous? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, we got Harry Maguire in here. And I was like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, he's just in the corner with the cap on. So I went in, I said to my mates, oh, Harry Maguire's over there. And we were like, oh my God, he fucking is. Just sat there with a hat on, just like, having a laugh with his mate.
If you're Harry Maguire, why are you going to the busiest pub in Dublin on New Year's Eve?
Anyway, so then.
What the fuck?
Hiding in plain sight.
I didn't know it was him until someone said.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he had his cap on.
He looks a little bit like Harry Maguire. Nah, it's probably not.
Nah, probably not.
It's one of them. It's like, why shouldn't he go out for New Year's? Like, he's only with his family. He weren't pissed up and like on the beers.
There's no reason why
He was just having a night out with his family and friends. I thought...
but you're going to the busiest bar in Dublin.
He was tucked up in the corner though. But yeah, I don't know how he would have, like, going to the toilet and that. He must have got recognised going to and from.
He had Maguire far from his back.
Yeah, he was in full kit, actually, which is weird, but I didn't recognise him.
Well, Maguire to Brighton, you heard it here first. That's my Dan Byrne shout. And moving on to Newcastle.
To replace Dan Byrne, actually.
Newcastle, get this one, lads. An ex-Newcastle player. Oh. Merino.
Oh, really? That's actually not a bad shot.
He playing class at Sociedad.
I'm so sad that he left. He was unreal for us and he's class there as well.
Yeah. Get him back.
Merino. Ramsdale.
I'll put Calvin Phillips. By Calvin Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not maybe...
Limas a lot, no?
Yeah.
Do you not maybe try buy Ramsdale then loan Phillips?
Well, I put Ramsdale as the loan option.
Ah, okay. So, either way.
Yeah.
Sell Almiron,
yes! Me too!
No, he man.
Stinks.
Bro, this is my guy you're talking
sell
about.
Sell Almiron.
He's so...
Can't afford to sell him.
It here, sell Almiron.
He's so...
Therefore, you should sell him.
Top 10 winger in the Prem, man. I put sell Matt Target.
You know, Almiron's right foot is getting absolutely roasted on Newcastle Twitter now, by the way. It's become a meme. His right foot.
He's terrified of it.
Yeah, yeah. So like Newcastle, I've been reading briefly through Newcastle Twitter and they just compare it to the worst things possible in the
world. No, I'm not even like joking when I say he's terrified to use it. The things this man will do to like the things he will use rather than his right foot.
Yeah, that's
mental.
Do you know what I think
is absolutely mental? Like take Iron Robin, for example. He's a wand of a left foot, a wand. But how are you a professional footballer? I can't use your weak foot, but it's beyond me.
Can I just say, by the way, his left foot is pretty shit at the moment. Anyways,
it's not like the step up from one foot to the other is unbelievable.
It's like, mate, you can't get much work. He keeps calling in on side and trying to smack it with his left and he's confused why it doesn't
moment,
work.
Well, no. you can always see what he's about to do because he telegraphs it with his eyes.
And he keeps smashing it over the bar.
Wait, okay, guys, if he's not top 10 winger in the Prem, what is his level?
He's like, back to the MLS you go, son.
No, I like him, man. It would just wait for the... He's due another purple patch. It's coming.
I'll have him at the Albion. He's probably our level.
Come on, man.
He's a good fella.
He's good.
Sell him Matt Target because you say, why is he at the... You didn't know he's at the club still.
Yeah, I literally forget he's there.
And then loan out Elliot Anderson.
No, we need him back from injury in the team.
He needs to play for Newcastle, otherwise how's he going to get a team of the season?
Oh my God, I forgot you said that.
All right, Chelsea, I put sign Rico Henry.
No,
I put Diogo Costa, the goalie. I think they need to keep it, don't they?
All good shout. I'll put Solanke again.
Bro, but they got Nkunku coming.
Yeah, but Nkunku...
He's already scored. He's got more goals.
He drops Jackson. And I've said to sell Broja.
Yeah, Nicholas Jackson.
I was going to say sell Broja, but I put sell Lukaku.
And loan out Gilchrist.
I've said sell Mattson.
Alfie Gilchrist.
Why is he... the poor guy deserves football.
Who's Mattson?
Ian Mattson.
The left back.
Played like Burnley's Championship Player of the Season. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Should they not just bin off Thiago Silva at this point?
No.
This guy is old,
what are they going to do with him?
Just get rid of the wages, though.
Stay on the contract when he's 45.
Yeah, true. I think, why not sell Lukaku?
And then I put loan Ogechukwu.
He's on their books still.
Is he?
Yes.
Bring him back, man.
Is he? I don't know.
Give him another chance.
I think so.
I think he's gone, isn't he not?
Surely he's not a Chelsea player.
Didn't he go, when he went back to Inter, he bore the amount of money that Chelsea lost on his back. That was his number was 91, right? Because they lost 91 million pounds.
He's always got a tie of Chelsea, man. Is
Lukaku was bought by Inter Milan.
Have a look. Is he?
Yeah, he was 35.
Yeah.
35 mil?
I think that's
been invested.
He might be on
loan.
I think he's on loan.
He's on loan.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's on loan.
It must be a future fee or something.
Jesus.
They need to sell him.
I mean, that's fair enough then, yeah.
And then loan out. I put Chalobah. Getting some first team experience.
He
did look good when he, like last season when he had a few games.
He's not that young anyway. It's got to be Alfie Gilchrist. He looks good, that centre half.
Yeah, the guy's playing straight out Green Street, isn't he? Every time he comes
he's John Terry's favourite young player. Isn't
yeah, he? Trying to kill everyone.
Let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. But anyways, guys, it's now time to chat Super 6. We love Super 6. Tom, did you do your team? Your prediction, sorry.
Which I did miss one, I think.
I had, over Christmas, round 27, 11 points. Round 28, only 6.
Wait, how do you...
I got 14 and 0.
How do you go round by round?
If you just go on to results.
Ah, wait.
So click on here. and then go results. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were very consistent with the 8 and a 9.
8 and a 9. Well, I got Forest to beat Man United 2-1 correct.
Did you actually? Yeah. That is mental. How many points is everyone on at the moment?
Total for the year, I am 212. Oh, I've just seen. Oh, no, he's taking
you're
the
lead. What?
212.
Oh, God.
Oh, is that it?
I don't think I
guys, we have a new Super Six leader in the building. 217, I'm on.
You were leading last week. You were leading prior.
I thought Lewis, what are you on?
I'm on 172.
Oh my God, I'm going to catch you.
Yeah, I forgot to do it.
You've lost, mate.
I'm on 142. I'm going to catch you.
You're getting the tattoo, bro.
I'm like 250, by the way.
Oh my God, that's cheesy peeps, man. If you want to join us in our Super Six League, obviously use the code PTCH23. Team of the Weeks, boys. Yes. I missed this segment.
Oh shit, I haven't seen that. I didn't see
you can judge the winner.
You can judge the winner.
Yeah, I didn't see we're doing a team.
You can
of the
judge
league.
The winner. You can okay. judge the winner.
You love that as well.
Yeah.
I've missed a lot of games the last few days though. So
yeah, it's had
a
lot of it has been up, yeah. Christmas.
Christmas.
Team of the week in goal. Similar. Now this is wild because he conceded 4.
Yes.
Dubravka.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Conceded 4, but it could have been 12.
I got cooked when I picked a goalie when they lost the once.
Yeah, but Dubravka was really good.
No, it's because he's a Newcastle player saying that.
And a penalty.
Yeah, of course.
And a penalty save, indeed.
Yeah,
concede as well.
Yeah. I shall allow it.
Well, he should have conceded 7.
Can I just go on record? He's been shit up until that game, though. Everyone's singing his praises.
But then he saw you tweet and decided to actually turn up for the game.
Ironically, my tweet was Dubravka's in goal. We're going to lose 8-2. Ironically, if he wasn't in goal, we would have genuinely lost 8-2.
No, but you almost won the game, remember? I've gone a weird formation.
Mine's 3-4-3 as well.
I've got a 3-5. 2-5. Yeah. Yeah, cool. 3 at the back of Kilman,
yep.
Dawson, and Gahey.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
You have no idea, do you?
I'm just sorry, I'm doing that.
Wolves, by the way, they had put on a show.
I actually put Everton to win that game.
Gnarly, dude.
Yeah. Crazy.
And then I got a midfield. Make up the formation, do whatever you want. Lo Celso, Palmer, Foden.
Foden and Palmer were really good.
And then a front four of Salah, Watkins, Cunha and Elise.
Our teams are very similar.
Three Wolves players.
Yeah.
Wolves are really good. Bastards.
How good's Elise, by the way?
Yeah, he might be better than
Saka. He's going to get a move, I think.
I actually have a feeling I know where Elise's destined for. It's sad and it hurts
me. Did you say Chelsea?
It's PSG.
Really? No,
I think so.
That'd
be
so silly.
I genuinely think so.
You think he's going to go from Crystal Palace to PSG?
Yeah,
I bet you.
He's French as well. Remember?
Well, I know that. But still,
mate, you heard it here first.
Well, he wants to stay in the Premier League. Yeah, Michael Elise is French.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Miguel Elise.
But if you heard him talk, he's like
Rode.
Yeah,
it's because he was.
It's Hector Bellerin vibes.
Yeah. No. He has no French accent. He's born. He's grew up in England.
He's French.
Yeah.
He might have just French parents.
Yeah, well, he's done the thing where he's going to the England team.
Oh, he's born in Hammersmith.
Told you.
Born in Hammersmith, but represents France.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's French.
Nationality wise, anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's French. He's played for under 18s and under 21s. I think he's going PSG.
No, he's English.
So his big French dream of being a French citizen to go to PSG when he's born in West London.
Seems, as he's not had a senior appearance for France, can we still have him?
Yeah.
Guess so, yeah.
I don't know if a Saka. Can we admit now that Saka's not world class?
No, man.
Jamie Carragher's been saying you don't have any world class players.
Right, knowledge, eh? Should I just
leave as well class as well?
Just on the brink, you know.
Dubravka goal as well. Kilman, Akanji, Dawson is a back three. Foden, Paulinho, Lo Celso, and Palmer.
Ooh.
And then Elise, Salah, and Anthony Elanga.
Ooh. I'll go with. Who was your front three?
Salah, Watkins, Cunha, and Elise.
I'll go with Reeves because he's got less Wolves players.
Hey, unbiased though.
Unbiased, I put Paulinho.
No, I like Paulinho. Yeah, Paulinho was so good.
Yeah, he was good. But
battered this, man. Not that block as well.
That block was fucking shot. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's just like a battering ram, isn't he? He can't really pass it 5 yards, but he's a battering ram.
Yeah, the difference with him without at Fulham is...
Yeah.
It's 9 days.
Kind of crazy.
Did you do team of the week?
I'm surprised no one had Jimenez. I thought Jimenez played really well. considering how shit he has been.
There was too many better attackers to choose from, I thought.
I had Dubravka, and then I put Trent in because his strike on the right was class, and he actually had a few good shots on the edge of the box. He deserves that alone, and also I watched Trent.
I didn't even put a right back, so fair.
Then Van Dijk, because I thought he was just like a big general in defence.
I've worked out what's going on here. You've put players in from games you've watched.
I'll be open.
And he's only watched Liverpool Newcastle.
The only game of the weekend you've watched is Liverpool Newcastle. Next to him, I've put Kunate.
Got Dan Burn at left.
I've gone for Quansa.
I've got Dawson and Kilman, and then I've got Kearney, Palmer, Foden.
Oh, Kearney's a good shout. Kearney Bidwell was really good.
I only know this from a few highlights though, and reading
Kearney,
Twitter.
Kearney Bidwell.
You started off well. He shouldn't have said anything.
Elise Jimenez and Diaz, because he was cooking us on the
left.
Yeah, he was cooking us
over Cole Palmer, Foden.
He's got.
I don't watch any footy this week. Like,
did you have Palmer in there?
Put Palmer. Midfield.
And Foden.
Yeah.
And who else?
Okay, I'll let you off.
And Kearney.
I don't mind Diaz.
Diaz was cooking us,
Diaz played well.
Yeah. I think there's too many attackers that played way better.
I agree, but still.
He didn't watch loads of games though, did he? We'll let you off. It's Christmas.
It's FA Cup round, as we said before. Hey. Their fixtures are Stoke, Brighton, QPR, Bournemouth, Chelsea, Preston, North End, Middlesbrough, Villa, City, Huddersfield, Arsenal, Liverpool. Now, my heart says Liverpool win that game. My head says Liverpool.
My head says
Liverpool win, but my heart says Arsenal win.
Yeah, but realistically, what score did Man City beat Huddersfield by?
I put 4-0. I think they play a weakened team.
I've won 3.
I put 2 on Arsenal.
I think I've won 2 on Arsenal.
It could also be a draw.
I think Liverpool will rest players because aren't they in the semis of the League Cup?
I'm going 1-1.
Liverpool are in the semis of the League Cup, aren't they?
I'm not too sure, actually.
He's like final four in the League Cup.
I put Preston North End scoring against Chelsea, but it's 3-1 Chelsea.
Preston aren't bad. They might score. The problem with the FA Cup is you've got no idea what fucking team.
I put Bournemouth win 3-0 against QPR. Huh?
Liverpool are playing Fulham.
Oh, it is Fulham, yeah.
With the Europa League, the League Cup and the league, I think they'll sack the FA Cup off.
I think Arsenal actually need to focus on the FA Cup.
Yeah, and that as well.
Yeah, Arsenal need a trophy.
Yeah, otherwise it's bye-bye Arteta.
That it can't
by be. This time next year, both your teams could have new managers.
Let's not be stupid.
Are you Eddie Howe out yet?
No, I'm Eddie Howe through thick and thin. We can be in 16th right now and I trust Eddie.
There's no way that
I'd trust him in my life.
Way.
We haven't.
No
you lose this weekend, people start turning.
Ferguson was about to get sacked before he turned around, won a trophy and then
made a dynasty. Genuine question. If Sunderland win 4-0... Eddie Howe in or out?
I am Eddie Howe in, but it will be a tricky time for Eddie Howe.
If you lose 4-0 to Sunderland,
you can't blame Eddie Howe for where you're.
This is what I mean. Like, we have to have context.
They're struggling with injuries here.
So are Spurs, and they've managed to be all right.
Eddie Howe is doing a good job at Newcastle. He shouldn't
be sacked. Not the last few weeks, he ain't.
Right, we've been playing 3 games. We've been playing 3 games a week.
Show the camera your head.
Take your headphones off.
I need to try and listen.
I can't even see him in the background.
Because of the black background.
He's been playing 3 games a week, man. We got no one to rotate with. We have to rest and we can't train. And you know
Unfortunately.
And we need
everyone struggling with injuries. Everyone playing a lot of games.
Not everyone is.
West Brom play more games than you do.
Yeah, Championship teams play more games than you do.
A lot of teams right now are struggling with injuries. Don't pretend.
Not all of them have been playing the amount of games that we were playing. But they weren't.
No, they are. Everyone's playing a lot of games. Everyone's getting a lot of injuries. The issue is Newcastle's depth doesn't match other teams. Like when you lose a player, the drop off of quality is a lot bigger than other teams.
That is a contributing factor, but we are playing a lot more games than others in the league. European football and we got to Theo, we got to European football and we won the quarterfinals of a cup.
No, you haven't got European football, man.
We did have those. A lot of teams don't have that.
Are the teams around you who you play more than? Because all the other teams have European football as well.
Yeah, we're out it now. But the other teams.
The teams that are competing for the same positions in the Premier League table, mm-hmm. so eighth and above.
Wolves. I thought you meant teams around them.
Mate, you know every team in the Premier League who's in the Champions League?
Yeah,
and
who's
Europe
played more games
and all the cups
than
are playing the same amount of games as you?
Yes, but we are very much ahead of schedule, which we all know. We weren't ready for to be Champions League straight away.
But why do you talk about
why are you blaming it on fixtures then? What are you talking about?
I'm saying that is a contributing factor of many factors of why we're not performing how we should.
Why did Jacob Murphy say Newcastle's a sleeping giant? You haven't won anything in what, 70 years?
We'll win before you win to win a trophy.
So why did you say you were title challengers if you knew all this? When we told you.
I'm an optimist.
So when you're out, dumped out of the FA Cup this weekend by your arch rivals and you're only in one competition, then what's your excuse going to be?
You won't see me like
that. What's your excuse going to be then, Lewis?
You only support the team and back the team when they're winning.
I'm saying I won't be on the pod. I'll pull a sickie that day. But other than that.
Well, it's been a rough few weeks for you then, hasn't it?
It's been a horrible Christmas.
You haven't really managed to watch a win apart from Fulham.
Yeah, it's like 7 losses in 8 games. Yeah. It's shit.
Since you told me to apologise about Eddie Howe.
Moving on, because you're boring me. We're moving on to a segment we like to call reminiscing.
That's not the name of the segment, nor have we granted him permission to say that either.
Reminiscing Corridor. No, what's it? Reminiscing Lane. Memory Lane.
Memory Lane. Reminiscing Corridor.
I know what it is. Reminiscing Road. We're on Reminiscing Road.
Right.
And we're looking back at our start of the season Premier League
predictions. So if we look furthest back down the corridor.
Reminiscing Lane.
and all we have to admit is we're all stupid idiots.
No, but there's some worse than
others. That's what's so fun about Prem predictions.
I think... Are mine and yours worse? Well, I mean, we kind of both.
Mine's pretty bad.
I said Man United in second, which is probably the worst.
I've got Chelsea in fourth.
Chelsea
fifth. Okay, Thomas is worse than mine because I actually put Chelsea outside of the top four.
I got Newcastle low down there, so I was right with that.
I got Newcastle sixth, and they're not out of it. They're only 2 points off.
One thing we all have in common, though, is horribly underestimating where West Ham.
Yes.
But we did think, and it wasn't stupid of us to think that they would struggle without Declan Rice.
The problem is they
bought players that have just slotted in like machines.
Surely they're going to drop off at some point.
Some of their players are different level.
Lewis is injured now. Kudos
to Lewis, mate, because he's actually put them the highest out of all of us. He put them 10th.
Well, you've run us through what your prediction was.
What mines were.
Yeah, at the start of the season.
Yeah. Am I explaining the spelling mistake or what?
Wait, I don't get what
why are we looking at Reeves? Is it because it's really horrendous?
No, I'm just saying. No, because we'll go through people.
Yeah, just Reminiscing Corridor. I'll go last to first. So Sheffield United had put bottom, 19th to put Bournemouth, and that's very, very bad. Mm-hmm. 18th Luton, 17th Wolves, 16th Burnley, 15th Forest.
17th Wolves?
14th Everton.
Hard Wolves going down.
Oh.
13th West Ham. 12th Fulham. 11th Brentford. I don't know what's happened. Well, we know what's happened to them. They just don't have a striker, do they, really? Crystal Palace in 10th. 9th Brighton. 8th Spurs. 7th Villa. 6th Chelsea. 5th Newcastle. 4th Liverpool. 3rd Arsenal. 2nd Man United. And 1st Manchester City. Why have you told me to read that out? You're about to read them out.
Man United in third. Tom put him second.
No, I put him in.
Yeah, my list is by far the worst.
I had him second as well.
Yeah,
Tom also put him second.
I had West Ham 16th.
Can I say I actually think I have one of the best shouts of all time on this? I've just realised.
Not quite my Villa shout.
No, anything you're about to say is wrong because you put Liverpool in fifth.
I have Everton in 18th.
Mate, so do I.
How's that a good shout?
Oh, shit.
Wait, why is that a good shout?
Well, they're already out of the relegation.
They've had a 10-point
deduction. They're only one position off. That's quite a bold thing to say, Everton, you know?
They would be in 12th.
One of the favourites to go down.
They would be like 8th.
No, you'd have them in 14th. No,
they'd be mid-table without a deduction.
They'd be ahead of Newcastle.
Yeah, but I foresaw the deduction.
You foresaw fuck all.
No, we both had Sean
Dyche rendered your prediction meaningless in the space of about 3 games.
The difference is they've got Dwight McMessi, Decore, and Calvert-Lewin.
They're still struggling a bit, you know.
No. They're not, man.
They're going to be absolutely fine. And they've had point deduction.
Mm. What's your list, Theo?
My list is Luton, Sheffield United, and Everton to go down. Forest, Bournemouth in 16th, West Ham in 15th, Fulham 14th, Wolves, Burnley. Brentford. Well, they did win the championship quite considerably.
Certainly 12th is
just
like...
seen mine, Burnley. Thought that was too high.
Yeah, but come on, guys. I they said blitzed it the championship.
Hey, they still will, don't worry.
Brentford in 11th, Palace 10th, Brighton 9th, which is not far off. Villa 8th, which is a shame. Spurs 7th, which could happen. Newcastle 6th, Chelsea 5th, United 4th, which is the lowest out of all of you lot. Liverpool, City, Arsenal, which probably going to be top 3.
You standing by Arsenal winning the league?
Yeah.
Are you?
I've got to, man. What, I'm an Arsenal fan. Obviously, I've got to do it.
Are you stand? Do you think you'll win the league?
Well, I evidently, before the season started, no.
So you're sticking with Amgus, and
yeah. I'll stick with Man City winning it. Yeah, I think they will. Mm. I didn't think they wouldn't.
I actually will go out on a limb here and say Liverpool have a bigger chance than City to win the league.
I don't.
It's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
Wait, even by the bookies, is that true at the moment?
I don't know.
No, City are clear favourites.
Can I mention something? Do you know, like, when we have this whole argument just a few weeks ago, it was about, you know, who's the biggest title contender, Arsenal and Liverpool.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was saying how Liverpool displayed that they got the character and the balls and the
moving
manager experience.
Moving on to the next
let him finish his thing.
Arsenal have shown the soft underbelly in the last two games.
No, yeah.
And bottled it and do what they do best.
But remember... 3 weeks prior to that, where you said Newcastle were in contention.
Let's stay on topic.
So it depends on which week is.
Let's stay on topic with the Arsenal and Liverpool debate.
Things change right now. Yeah, Liverpool are definitely.
All we can do is comment on the now.
Yeah. But at the time, you were stupid to say.
No, because at the time, I foresaw the bottle. I said you were going to bottle, and you did.
How come when I said Villa to finish sixth last season?
I backed you.
Will you ever go a podcast without bringing that up?
No. If you can do if
Steve,
you can
Gerald, you for that. I backed you for that.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
But I foresaw. This is the second. I also saw the players that they had. I thought, there's potential there, baby.
Yeah. Lewis, can we go through yours? Because you said Aston Villa were title contenders, right? But why'd you put them in seventh?
That was weird, wasn't it?
That's a weird
You've been saying all season about how much you bigged them up from the start of the season.
Yeah,
you had them seventh.
You've said the Villa are this incredible team that will push City all the way.
We had them seventh.
And you've put Newcastle United 3 places above.
Initially.
Oh, you placed Newcastle above Liverpool as well.
Yeah, which is mental.
So what I didn't foresee is some of the things that happened with Newcastle and Aston Villa's fantastic.
So what you're saying is you can foresee stuff week in advance.
It was here.
But anything more, just irrelevant.
I would like to say I have Diogo Carlos in my team of the season
from
the start.
Tom's Oracle.
And Elliot Anderson.
Yeah, where's my crystal ball?
We need to see who's going to win the league.
It was here. I left it here.
Well, oh, you've nabbed it.
Someone's nabbed it.
No one's been in here since that stream.
Left it in here.
You didn't.
I did. Promise.
I think you did.
Promise you I did. I didn't take it home
with me.
Why not?
You've ruined the prediction segment. He was going to do something.
I left it there.
I've not moved it.
Oh, I'll tell you the cleaner. What fucking idea, haven't they?
What? They thought, crystal ball. Forget all these expensive cameras. That's crystal ball.
I flogged the quickest.
Tom's crystal ball.
I meant they might have binned it.
They wouldn't have binned a crystal ball.
There's a grenade wrapper on the floor still. All the rubbish is here.
Fucking leave
the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, this is what I mean. It's been completely left.
Oh, here it is. Anyways, guys, speaking of Premier League tables, we're going to do our team of the season so far.
We'll do 4 year.
Well, Sky have done it recently, so why? Who say we can't do it now?
Sky have done it recently. Did they?
Yeah.
Is that why we're doing it?
Yeah, so we're
better
just,
than so it's just borrows whatever.
No, by the way, if we're talking about copying, you should see them on us, but anyone
right, okay.
Really?
That.
Do we need to sue Sky?
Yeah, they basically copy and pasted our thumbnails the other week. But anyways.
Oh.
No,
Scott, this is an official collab.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie and Gary. You right?
Bring back the old dramas.
I've just read yours. There's no real point in me doing mine.
Is it the same as yours?
Because
we're smart.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, shall I go first then?
Yeah,
you
cool.
go.
My team of the season so far. In goal was a toss-up between Alisson and Vicario.
It's not a toss-up.
I went Vicario.
Correct.
Performance basis, yeah, I think, yeah.
I've done a back four of Trent, Saliba, Van Dijk and Udogie. A midfield three of Declan Rice, Douglas Luiz and Palmer.
No.
A front three of Salah, Son and Bowen.
Mine is identical, apart from my Bernardo Silva instead of Cole Palmer.
Oh, you got Douglas Luiz?
Yep.
I've got slightly different then.
I think mine is very similar as well. Who did you have in midfield?
So I'll read mine through just for people listening, because obviously they'd have to work it out and sometimes they can't. Vicario in goal, Trent, Van Dijk, Saliba, Adogi, Bernardo Silva, Rice, Douglas Luiz, and then Salah, Bowen and Son.
Yeah, by the way, I've got no City players in my team this season.
I have got... I've got two.
Fourth.
I've got two. No, they're third, aren't they?
Game in hand, fourth. But
oh. So we're Arsenal?
Shh.
Are you sick?
No, we're fourth. No, we're,
oh, we are fourth. Oh, okay. Same points though, right?
I've got Vicario. I've put Trippier. I know he's had a bad few weeks.
Trent's been so much better, mate.
No, he hasn't.
He has.
He hasn't.
To be fair, like Trippier's had the most assists, right? But for other teams as well.
Trippier's had like two bad games. Before that, he's been man of the match nearly every week for Newcastle. Like, people forget how bad Trent's been in certain games this season. Just because the last few weeks he's performed.
But
the whole point of Premier League team of the season so far is nostalgia, recency bias.
Yeah, also, I know what you've done. You put Trent centre mid.
Yeah. Saliba, Van Dijk, Adogi, Rodri. I don't know how no one has fucking Rodri in their team.
He's missed half the season.
No, he hasn't.
I'll put Bernardo Silva. I just thought.
Yeah, I've gone Kudus, Palmer.
Mm.
And up front, I've gone. Why is that funny?
It is quite funny.
Kudus has been unreal. Good month. No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't. He's played 16 games.
Has he been better than Douglas Luiz?
I think so.
No
way. Performance wise.
Has he been better than Declan Rice?
Yeah.
No way.
No way.
No way.
Declan Rice is a holding mid. I've got Rodri holding mid.
No way.
Kudus, Palmer, Foden. I can't believe no one's got Foden. He's been unreal. Bowen and Son.
No Salah in it.
Nope.
Mo Salah hasn't made your team this season.
He's joint top goal scorer with Haaland.
Don't care.
Why don't you care? Because if
you,
that was anyone
have you
else,
watched him? Have
he's
you watched?
Been unreal.
No, yeah, he was unreal second half yesterday.
Mate, you are
he's
deluded.
Had about four games.
Are you
mate,
mental?
Liverpool fans have wanted him out the team recently. So let's not shit ourselves because he's had one
you
amazing...
You just said they're going to struggle with
he's
him.
He's golden
you were just saying, of course they're going to miss his goals. Or I think Foden has performed better consistently this season.
No, you're saying no. You were saying they are fucked when he's gone. So surely, therefore, he's, when they're top of the league and Liverpool are fucked without
are you
him.
Mental?
Oh my god! I'm not saying he should be out the team. I'm not saying he should be out the team.
How is Salah not in your
surely Salah?
You are because you've got him out.
Surely Salah's the first name, right?
Yeah,
he's the first name.
He's the most important player of the team that is top of the Premier League so far, and you have not got him in.
Mate,
that might be the biggest Tom out ever.
What do you mean that's not important? Being
you are mental.
I didn't say that. I said I don't think he's the most important.
Mate, he's joint golden boot winner at the moment.
I don't care. Watch him play.
But I do.
He's got more goal contributions than games.
Liverpool fans have been calling for him to be subbed.
What, you fucking dick riding Liverpool fans? What's wrong with you? Use your own brain. Why are you using Twitter to make your opinion?
Why are you listening to Twitter comments?
Yeah.
Okay, why is Haaland not in your team then?
Because I think...
He's top, but he's top of the golden boot.
It doesn't matter. I still think Son is playing better because Haaland goals. That's what he does. He's not been outperforming what he did last season.
Which is exactly what I think about Salah. He hasn't outperformed the likes of Foden or
he's
Son.
He's outperformed himself.
But who did you pick instead of him?
Of Foden.
At right wing?
Yeah, because I've got Palmer. Well, okay, you can play two up front, and then we'll have four in midfield.
Nah, mate, you're mental.
Everything you've just argued for, you've done the same with Haaland.
Nah,
so which one is it?
But I've got Salah in my team. No one has Haaland.
But you don't have Haaland?
I actually watch football. You clearly don't. No one here has got Haaland in their team. We're not arguing that.
You said, how can Salah not be in your team when he's joint golden boot?
Yeah, because
Haaland is golden boot and he's not in your team.
It doesn't matter. Salah's a winger.
There's lots of strikers who score many goals.
Yeah.
Salah's playing in a different position and there's not many people who match that output in that position.
Bowen does. Son does.
Haaland's up front for Manchester City.
And Salah's right wing for Liverpool.
Mate, Salah, mate, use your eyes. Use your actual eyes. Salah's been unreal.
Use your eyes.
I'm not saying
you're
he
mental.
Hasn't. I'm not saying Salah has been good this season.
He's not sure about
it. Performance-wise, others have been better. You're just looking at his output, which is what people get blinded with Salah.
I think creatively he's stepped up this
year. No, he hasn't.
He's got more assists. He's been average in so many games.
He was terrible against Man United. Terrible.
But so were Liverpool, though.
He wasn't very good against Arsenal, apart from
he's literally the leading goals and assists rate.
Yeah, you can keep
he is the, hang on a minute.
Stats.
He is the second highest average rating of the season.
I don't care.
Yeah, I think that one's a... dodgy one, but
when I watch Salah, a lot of the time he's very average.
I don't know.
Why is he the second highest?
At the start of the season, because he's got a creative role, and now he's banging.
And he's still been good.
Right?
I personally think Foden's had a better season than Salah. Shoot me.
We will.
It doesn't mean I think Salah's been bad. I just think others have performed better. Yeah, they might have the output and the goals and assists. Oh, brilliant.
But isn't that like...
Remember the game at Luton? Remember the game at Luton? He was shocking against Luton. Shocking. Terrible against Man United. Foden's barely had a bad game all season. He's been unreal. He stepped into that Kevin De Bruyne role and been unreal.
We're not denying Foden's not had a great season.
And I'm not denying Salah hasn't. I just think Foden's been better.
You've just been saying he was terrible and bang average.
Salah should be one of the first names on the team of the season.
You're mental. What? You literally just said that.
You could have just moved Foden where Kudus was and put Salah in.
And I want Kudus in.
No, that's mental as well.
He's been amazing.
Having Kudus in your team this season is pretty mental. That's recency bias.
Because obviously you can change positions. That's Tom.
Tom changes mind on that every time.
Do you think Mohamed Kudus deserves a place in the team this season over Mohamed Salah?
Well, they're different positions.
is he the better Mohamed?
Yes. He's a better footballer than Salah for sure.
That is crazy.
You've got Kudus.
Kudus over Salah?
No, I'm all right.
Kudus over Salah?
Have you got Bowen in your team this season?
Yeah.
Kudus over Salah? Yes or no?
Bowen's been Kudus quality. Over Salah?
I don't mind the Bowen chat.
He's in all of ours.
We've got Bowen. Like,
no, I'm sorry. How bad is that? You've got Kudus over Salah in the team of things so far.
I've got Kudus over Salah.
Yes, you have.
You could move Bowen into the spot.
Tom, that actually might be the worst thing you've ever done.
No, I'm not going to have Kudus over Salah. Bowen, Cole Palmer and Rodri midfield.
Do you know what's annoying?
That's all
this little fanboy is going to be like, nah, he knows what he's talking about. Absolute mental.
Well, we haven't got a choice. As soon as it goes in the Discord.
Common Tom W's in the chat, please.
Oh my God.
That's mental.
Go on then.
It's really not.
That is crazy.
I feel like that's going to be the worst one, even with you, Ollie.
Yeah, I have a bad one in here that I know people have problems with, but you've...
How good was Kudus against you the other night? Yeah. He was unreal.
Team of the season worthy? No.
Over Mohamed Salah?
No.
He's got like 7 goals and assists.
He's got 6 goals and 1 assist.
Yeah. For playing for West Ham?
Get rid of Salah, get Kudus in.
After they've just lost Declan Rice, he's come in and absolutely balled out all season.
So is Paqueta. Why is he not in your team this season?
It was between those two. But I've already got...
Paqueta and Bowen have been better for West Ham.
But Paqueta plays further forward.
Than Kudus?
Yeah. Of course he does.
Kudus plays striker
Kudus can play all across, can't he? But Paqueta plays further forward more creatively. Kudus is up and down. He was picking up the ball against Arsenal in his own half and driving forward with it.
Yeah, you're using an example of one game when he's like...
But that's how he plays.
No, because for the some other games that he's the number 9 fill-in.
Some games.
You just generalised saying he plays further forward all the time.
No, most of the time, Paqueta plays further forward. How does he not?
Mate, Ward-Prowse should
what
be
What games
team.
Have you been watching?
Well, yeah, I forgot. Ward-Prowse. West Ham's number 9.
Hey, may as well put Antonio up front for your team.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's mental. Hey, speaking of mental, let's go do Lewis's team of the season.
I have Alisson in goal as I am repaying the debts I owe him for...
You're just a season behind everyone else.
That's shocking.
I thought. Right back, I agree with Tom, actually. Trippier.
Sure.
No, this is the thing. He has been extremely bad for 5 games and it's starting to be
five games? In the league, it's only been two or three.
In the league, fair enough. Premier League team of the season, fine.
Yeah, okay.
But the rest, he has been...
So realistically, you should have James Maddison in this team of the season then. For the same games that Trippier's been bad, James Maddison's been unavailable. So
that's not right.
By his logic.
I'm not saying I'd take Maddison over the other players I've got in here.
That's not right.
Trippier simply has been unbelievable all season still. Just had a few hiccups. Centre-backs, I have Saliba and Fabian Schär, who is...
No way.
Yeah, no way. Nah, mate,
I'm not having
fucking,
a mid-table player in this
phenomenal.
Team this season.
No, this guy is phenomenal.
No, ninth, are we?
Bowen?
We're sixth.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sixth.
Swear down, he's like, he's played down, every, though, swear, every single game of the season he's played.
Say that again. You've put Saliba and Shaw.
Yeah.
So you don't think Virgil van Dijk has been in the top 2 centre-backs this season?
So we're 4 positions in, you've got 2
It's really tough
players.
Between you two already. I'm struggling.
Now, Fabian Schär deserves being there, man.
No, he doesn't.
He brings so much just offensively.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
He's one of the best passers in the
just
league.
Carry on with your team.
He just is
one. Passers in the league.
He's fucking...
Fabian Schär would be about 10th.
Just carry on with your team.
Udogie, Rodri...
Dodgy.
Yeah. That's your team, actually, is a very dodgy.
Douglas Luiz, Palmer, Salah, Bowen, Son.
Who?
Palmer, Salah, Bowen.
Is that one person?
Who's Sally Bow?
Salah, Bowen,
Sally Bowen.
Sally Bowen.
Centre back next to Shaw.
No, I can't find Fabian Shaw on top 100 average ratings.
Wait, nah, that's actually
like that, no, but seriously, dude, come on.
Dude, seriously,
come on.
No, I am not, mate. I'm not actually genuinely serious.
Stop messing around.
He is genuinely extremely good.
Shaw has not been better than Virgil van Dijk.
No, we're not denying that he's not very good.
Football based this year.
I'm taking in consideration the team that they're playing in, and the situation.
No, because you're a top four side.
Everyone with a brain knows the two best centre backs in the league right now currently are Saliba and Van Dijk.
What do you mean? I'm taking into account he's playing in a Champions League team.
Yeah, can we talk about this? Okay, let me talk.
Let me talk.
So he's had to be playing in defence where his partner's been teared away, alternated with Kraft and Lascelles. Trippier's been in
and out.
Left back.
And you can see every week.
Away, out on, in and out. No goalkeeper. He's been the only
solid goalie.
He's been the only solid member of the defence. And the most important part in a defence is to keep that solidity and have the same players week in, week out.
Yeah, he really kept that solidity. Losing every fucking week.
Without Shaw, you would have been amazed at how much worse it would have been.
No, I really wouldn't.
What about Pau Torres? He's not been better now.
Exactly.
Where are Villa?
Diego Carlos. I'd let you have Diego Carlos, but Shaw, no.
I do like Diego Carlos.
He's been better. He's been solid for Liverpool. Look, Anderson for Palace.
Have you got no Villa players in your team?
Don't know.
Van Dijk, by the way.
Yeah, hang on. No,
Van Dijk, by the way, has been that good that Konate and Konsa have been
very good.
Second place, Villa.
Yours is terrible. The fact that you've got no Villa players, who are currently second in the Premier League.
Yeah. Fuck Villa.
That's embarrassing.
Salah.
That.
No Salah, no Villa players is mental.
That's embarrassing.
So embarrassing,
mate. You actually should be. I'm not even joking.
Second place Villa.
Yeah.
So where's the players?
Fuck them. Fuck every one of them.
Okay, you're meant to be a football pundit, not a biased moron.
I'm not a pundit.
Come on now.
I'm on PS.
It's all right. You can never scream about put your bias aside for 1 second then from now on because.
That's good from you. It's his choice, actually.
No, Lewis.
Because you just put Trippier and Fabian Shaw in.
At least I'm consistent. He's changing his mind.
Consistently biased.
Yeah, I'm consistently biased. You're choosing when you're not allowed to be biased and when you're allowed to be biased.
No, I'm not. I didn't. That wasn't intentional. Honestly, wasn't intentional. You could possibly Douglas Luiz over Kudus and then Watkins over Bowen or something.
How we build these team of the seasons, right? With recency bias in mind, Newcastle United over the last six games are the worst defensive team in the Premier League.
Team of the season so far. There's been 20 odd games.
Well, a third of the season, you're the worst.
So, that math doesn't line up.
Yeah, it does.
It does line up.
Nah,
it's been 18 games. Third.
19, 20.
20.
Games.
We played 20 19, games.
20.
We
played 20 games.
We have Newcastle played 20 games.
But that's still six games of those 20 is still 19, third. 20
games. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Six and a half.
Six. All right, we'll go back one more then. Seven. That's still
six games and 45.
Okay, we'll go back one more. You're still last.
You don't even need stats or anything. Like Fabian Shaw just isn't in the team of the season.
You're blind to it, mate. It's a silly thing to say.
You think Trippier and Shaw are
fucking O'Connor?
Let's not even put Trippier in. I understand Shaw's a bit more like on the line, but Trippier, let's not be daft. Let's not.
Nah, Trippier's not been the best.
Yeah, recency bias.
West Ham are winning it all. You see.
Right, guys. Moving on to the quiz. Is there a quiz?
Yes.
Yay!
We've got a classic.
By the way, me and Reeves definitely walked away the dub there.
Absolutely, mate, yeah.
Oh, well, because you just copied everyone else's team of the season as well. Done, guys.
Yours is pretty much Jamie Carragher.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jamie Carragher.
Yeah, I don't know. You're
both cringe.
Yeah, it's true. You're disrespecting West Ham, man.
I think if we look...
I've got Bowen in my team of the season.
I think if we look at your team...
He hasn't even been the best player.
Yours is just like Gary Neville and Carragher combined now, think about it.
Yeah. I'm not rising to your delusional...
He was watching the Gary Neville podcasting, aren't they?
Just do this crap quiz already.
Right, ladies, let's do a quiz. What's the noises, please?
Shaw.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Salah.
Fabian. Oh, Salah.
Tom.
Brilliant.
I'm on an ego trip today.
Okay, then. So, starting off at CSKA, Sofia, then going to Bayern Leverkusen. And then Bayer. To Bayern Leverkusen, number one. Off to a little land called Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, Shaw.
Oi!
Chung Min Son.
No, Salah.
Salah. Pavlyuchenko.
Oh, shit, no. Okay, well, Tom, you have the rest of it.
Oh, carry on.
Not Pavlyuchenko?
No.
Are you sure?
CSK's. Manchester United.
Oh, Tom Berbatov.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're one away.
Oh, that, Sofia. Yeah. Capital of Bulgaria. Bollocks.
Decent guesses, though. Decent guesses.
Ah. Oh.
Right. Number two.
Is that the capital of Bulgaria?
Sofia, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Balang.
Sorry?
Ah,
Malignant.
Malignant.
Rosenberg. Valencia.
Tom. John Carew.
John Carew, yeah. Fair enough.
Who did you say, Valencia or Valencia?
Yeah,
Valencia.
Valencia.
No, that was the first one when he went Balen. Then he went Valencia.
Right, next one. Everton. Man United. Man City, sorry. Not Man United.
Jesus.
Aston Villa.
Ooh.
QPR. Everton, Man City, Aston Villa, QPR.
Sure. Stephen Ireland.
No.
Oh, it's not a bad guess, actually.
You had a little spell at Newcastle in randomly on loan.
Stephen Ireland did?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that.
Try them again.
Everton, Man City, Aston Villa, QPR.
It can't, no way. I'm so wrong, but Salah. Delph?
No.
Yeah.
Way around.
Yeah. Bollocks. That was a waste.
Right team's wrong order, though.
Yeah.
You're going to have to push you for an answer, Tommy boy.
Everton City, did you say?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I know. Are there...
Oh, no.
Give me it. Give me a striker from Sweden.
I know it's wrong, but I'll just do it anyway. Joey Barton.
No. He is centre back from a place that one of you have just visited. He's from there.
Is it Nader Manua?
Nope.
No. It's got to be.
So if you don't know what that means, he's from Ireland, Dublin.
I get it now.
Salah. Richard Dunn?
Richard Dunn!
He spotted Everton?
Yeah, apparently, 60 appearances, 1996 to 2000.
Oh. Is he the one that tries to...
No, it's David Dunn.
Oh, okay. I always get this.
Right. Chelsea.
Richard Dunn's got the most own goals in Premier League.
Chelsea, Coventry City on loan. Newcastle United on loan. Leicester City on loan. Wigan Athletic on loan. Vitesse on loan.
Oh, what's his name? Oh, is he Brazilian?
No.
Oh.
But he buzzed though, didn't he?
No, I didn't.
Oh, she didn't buzz on.
Wait, say them again. Are we finished?
I'm not done yet, no.
Chelsea.
Then Sunderland, permanently. Crystal Palace, Galatasaray, currently at PSV on loan.
What?
Jesus.
We definitely heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Right, think about players Lewis would know.
I'm not a clue.
You have to try and get in his brain, don't you?
he is a random one, though.
He's at PSV now?
Yeah. Didn't know that, to be fair.
On loan?
Yeah, he's 33.
Palace.
Fucking hell.
So he's still a Chelsea player?
No, he went to Sunderland permanently.
Oh, Tom. Patrick Van Aanholt.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. He's playing centre mid there. I remember watching it in the pub being like, why is he playing centre mid?
He's playing centre mid there?
Oh, yeah.
Against Arsenal.
Yeah, do you remember? Oh. That Van Aanholt?
Yeah.
Has he played centre mid?
Yeah. Oh, it actually is him.
Right.
Damn it.
Levante B. Valencia. Celta on loan. Villarreal. Newcastle United.
Salah. Jose Enrique.
Yeah, good shout before Liverpool came in.
Oh, that was a good shout. Well done.
Right. The bonus question. This is hard.
Got to think of players who he'd know.
Yeah, this is hard. You should know this player.
He's not always going to go. Oh, he was that shitty Spanish striker they had.
Oh, Cisco.
Yeah.
Wait. What do you mean we should know this player?
You should know him.
Spelled with an X in it.
Yeah. He was part of some Ashley deal.
With the crazy hair.
Nah.
Oh, that's X.
We signed Cisco and loaned
him
back.
Abel Xavier. Yeah.
Cisco and loaned him back to the same team we bought him for like three seasons in a row. Some weird
cool story, man.
Thanks. PSG 2, Strasbourg.
Hang on, start it again. Who was the first? Oh, PSG was sorry. Ignore me.
What the fuck just happened?
Sorry. Go.
For you. Go.
Strasbourg, Marseille, Newcastle United.
Tom, goodbye.
No, I should have given it away. It said it was hard, so you know that's that'll be too easy that one.
Oh, I know it.
Newcastle United.
I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do ya?
Yeah. Aston Villa.
No.
No, I don't know.
Aston Villa, and then Doncaster Rovers on loan, and permanent to Doncaster Rovers, and that is it.
And he's there now or not?
He's retired.
Oh, okay, okay.
Retired in 20.
Are you sure we will know who this is?
If you don't, it's your fault, really.
Is it pre-2010?
He's retired in 2012.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ. He's French, obviously.
Yeah,
it's a Frenchman who went to Newcastle.
French Revolution.
Was that?
No, you didn't say Rangers, did you?
No, you didn't.
No, actually, was it? No, I don't.
Newcastle, Villa, and then what, Doncaster?
Yeah.
And he came from Marseille.
So he played, yeah. I won't give you any more clues until you...
Oh, Salah. Charles Ndogbia.
Fucking hell, no.
That was good. That was really good, very good.
You that weren't a bad guess, but he played for Wigan, didn't he?
Was yeah, he did.
Oh, mate.
But like, it'd be harder than that as well.
Yeah, no, you're probably
not
going to get
not him. A clue, mate. Not a clue.
He was a right back. He had 134 games at Strasbourg, 128 at Marseille, 52 games at Newcastle, and 9 at Aston Villa.
A right back.
A right back.
His initials are. Was it, I feel like he played central sometimes, but yeah.
What's right his back, initials?
Yeah. HB was are his initials.
Oh, I've got no. I've got no idea.
Hugo Barret.
Oh, wait there. Is he a manager now? Fucking hell, go on, lad. He's manager of.
Cool.
Red Star.
Oh, we've got no idea, mate. Hector Bellerin.
His first name is Habib.
I've got no idea.
Oh, sure. Happy birthday.
Yeah. You want to give in?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Habib.
You're telling us the full name and we still don't know it.
Can you stop doing crap Newcastle?
It's extra hard bonus question.
Yeah, but you've said just half choose other team. We still don't
he played for Aston Villa and Marseille.
Choose other team. Stop
he
doing Newcastle.
He played for Marseille.
People get so bored.
He played 128 games in the Champions League for Marseille.
No, he didn't.
He would have played. No.
He didn't know that.
Fucking idiot. Not all in Champions League. He's played 128 games at Marseille. Happy Bear.
The fuck is that?
Happy Bear. Oh,
come on.
Who is that?
It's extra hard for a reason.
I think I was closer with
mate,
Happy
Bear. Stop doing extra hard players.
Okay, all right. Okay. How about this? We'll have an extra hard Happy bonus Bear. Question and then we'll have an extra easy one for Theo on the side.
Happy Bear.
In no fairness. One's heard of him.
In yeah, fairness. But I'm not going to make them.
If
so
I,
you're going to get.
If I haven't even heard of him, that's
fine. Mate, no
I'm
one's surprised. Heard of
Happy
him.
How many games did he play for Newcastle?
He played 52.
All the bench and boys, 9 for Villa.
He was in the
bro. How do you spell his name? He's coming up with it.
He was in the Premier League for 5 years, boys.
Mate, and made 60 appearances.
How do you spell his name?
Lewis, stop doing players.
B E Y E.
Stop doing players that are Newcastle related.
Mate, I'm sorry,
10,000 teams in the world.
It's a lot of players who have went round a lot of shithouse clubs.
Bro, he's coming up with Indian recipes, man. It's not even a real football.
He's a sore loser, man. Cry your eyes out.
Happy Bear.
Another player.
Well, I won the quiz anyway.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Happy Bear, man.
It's not even a good photo.
Oh, Jesus.
Extra hard
I feel like I kind of recognise
this is the thing, like,
even Wikipedia comes up French.
Do you know what, Will? To probably upload this YouTube, you will get cooked in the comments because you should know
trust
it.
Trust me.
No,
we won't. You will.
He used to wear Mercurials. He was a right back.
Thank you very much.
And he had a little tick in his hair as well.
Oh, and he played for Newcastle as well. People are sick and tired of you doing Newcastle.
That's a niche player, that.
It's extra hard bonus. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you
don't. I don't mind it.
That was definitely in your Christmas match attacks whilst you were home.
if you just want it, we'll scrap extra hard. And we'll
it's all right.
No, what we'll do.
Don't do players who play for Newcastle.
Yeah.
You could just go on 2008 Premier League players and just pick someone from like Wigan.
That's what I do. But a lot of them happen. That's a lot of these players happen to play for the same group of shit teams in that time. All the good players you'll get straight away. Mate, and they just stay at Arsenal all the year.
There's like a million different players you could choose from, and every player has played for Newcastle.
We do this quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, every week.
You're being a bit salty, that's all it is.
Ooh.
No. I think I won that, actually.
You didn't. You got two.
Well, I don't think I did.
How about this? We all come up with a player next week for you to work out.
Nah, I'll be rubbish. I've got no memory.
None of you get any of mine.
Guys, we're back. It's New Year. And we're
streaming tonight.
Streaming tonight for a huge game between Brighton and West Ham.
And then back in 2 weeks' time in terms of streaming for Newcastle Man City because it's the international break.
But the pods...
No, it's not.
It's the FA Cup break.
Oh, FA Cup break, sorry.
But the pods are back now weekly.
Hell yeah, baby. So if you've enjoyed this, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you all later.
Newcastle
goodbye.
In the mud.